Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Shedin Law Firm Common Sense Legal Advice. With me today, Attorney Neil Jensen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, and Happy New Year, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Happy New Year to you, yours, and everybody in the firm.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the movie Fargo?
Yes, I have.
We should tell people that listen to this show that we just spent about 20 minutes talking about the movie Fargo.
Yeah.
Once you start talking about it, you just can't stop. There's too much in it.
And so, there's a lot of people, though, that don't care for the portrayal, if you will.
My secretary of 20 years, when that movie came out, said, "We don't sound like that." And I said, "Yes, we sound exactly like that. That's how we talk in Minnesota." Say, well, speaking of that, I can segue that.
Oh, okay.
I have a new joke book.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Can you read it?
How to Talk Minnesotan.
How to Talk Minnesotan. So we'll get into that.
Don't you know?
Let's see. I got to look at what I got to do first. No, that's it. I'm going to look at. I've got something in here, and this is appropriate for the holidays.
But no,
have you ever tried to leave a get together with your spouse?
Yeah.
It's how to say goodbye.
The long Minnesota goodbye.
And there's a little segment in here on that. I'll give you some hints we've got right here.
Okay.
It's appropriate, the last part of this joke book. It's the Minnesota long goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, like, we better head out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting late. It's past my bedtime. Or let's hit the road. Now, here, I'll just go through this one segment because I've done this for a long time. And, of course, what you do is your spouse will say, well, okay, we can go. And then what happens? You stand up. Then what happens?
Well, then
5 minutes later, what are you doing?
You're
standing up, aren't you?
Yeah.
And then you sit down again. Well, time to go. At any rate, I'm not talking about my spouse, but probably yours.
Well, I know.
So you never get out of there.
Yeah.
I had my uncle Shelby Svensson sold John Deere tractors.
Okay.
And he dealt with this problem as follows. He'd go to some party or some get together with Betty, with his wife. And when it was time to go, he'd say, well, Betty, it's time to go. He'd walk out the door, start the car, give her about 5 seconds, and leave. Yes. And eventually that worked, although I wouldn't recommend that for all spouses. I think Betty put up with it, but I'm not sure anybody else would, you know.
Yeah.
It could cause some problems. Here's how it goes. These are guests of Minnesota get together and supper is over, so here we go. Well, Doris, I suppose we ought to hit the road. You bet, honey. It's about that time. Oh, you two just got here. Stay a while. Did we do something wrong? You'll be offered another cup of coffee, another late lunch after supper, and let your food settle. Then you yawn and say, well, it's past our bedtime. We really ought to go. Are you kidding? The news just started. You watch the 10 o'clock news, at least through the weather forecast.
Yeah.
And you say, well, this is it. We're leaving. Why don't you just stay over? I hate to see you on the roads this late. We got plenty of room. You can leave after breakfast. No, we couldn't do that. Well, there's that double bed in the attic nobody's using. No, then you'd have to have more. You'd have more sheets to wash. You can't do it. You'll be fresher in the morning. Well, do you think, Doris, maybe one night? That's the Minnesota goodbye.
Yeah. And if you, if it's a holiday where you guys want to take any food with you?
Yeah.
You want any of this food?
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, just take something.
Yeah.
You know. We don't need all this food.
Wow.
All right.
No sports update?
Oh, yeah. Big deal. Especially for you with your Wisconsin background. What did Minnesota do this year?
Last year, the Badgers.
Yeah, we beat the Badgers in football. And then last night,
men's
in basketball.
Yeah, they beat the Badgers.
At Madison.
Yeah.
What is this, 2019? You know when we last did that?
No.
2009.
Wow, really?
It's the last time we beat a Minnesota basketball team, beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed Richard Coffey. You know, his son is one of the stars for the team. And Richard Coffey was a guy I watched play, one of the greatest rebounders of all time. And they said, well, do you remember playing Wisconsin? He said, yeah, we beat them 5 times at Williams Arena. They beat us 5 times at Madison.
Oh.
You know, they just... All right, and then Lindsey Whalen lost a game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who did they lose to?
I think it was at Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan's good.
Michigan State or?
It was Michigan.
Michigan.
Because I thought
the Wolverines.
Michigan's,
okay.
Yeah. At what? Where's Michigan? Lansing?
That sounds right.
East, I don't know. Anyway, Ann Arbor? They lost.
Ann Arbor?
Ann Arbor. Yeah, Michigan State's at Lansing, East Lansing. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so they're 13-1 or something, but this is, you know, Big Ten. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think they've got the women and the men each have teams that are like 6 or 7 of them are in the top 20 in the country. So it'll just be up and down all year.
The Big Ten has 12.
In the total in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, the numbers don't match, do they? Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else do I have here? Okay, we did that. All right.
Are we going to get into a program
today? Oh, yeah. Here's
today,
what's the theme today?
What's new?
Oh, that's appropriate, isn't it?
Yes. That's
clever to start the year.
What with the new year coming?
You know what's old? Me.
Well.
Not you, but I will be around for at least for another year practicing law. Some people ask me that. I think a lot of them are hoping that I'll say, well, I'm done now, but I'll still be around.
It's like the goodbye.
It's like I'm doing the Minnesota goodbye from the law practice. You know, well, maybe I'll just stay overnight. Maybe one more night. You know, no, I've been.
Do you want to take any of this food with you?
Yeah, I've been threatening to retire for 5 years, but I'll get there.
All right, what's new? What do we need to know?
Here, let's see. What's this say first?
I'm assuming we're talking about something new.
I'm saying going into the new year, what's not fun, but if you have health issues, not like you and you're cold, which you still have, by the way.
Yeah, it lingers.
That's a serious reason to review your advance directives, your health care directive and so on, if you have health problems. But that's not the fun one. Let's say, for example, that you have a new grandchild or a baby comes along for a younger couple, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's new, you know, and that's the time to see your friendly estate planner. You know, young people think they don't need estate plans, and they do more than anything because they may not have $1 billion, but they have this little child, and what happens if the plane goes down or they have an accident? So you need they need simple wills that name a guardian for that child, you know, so they know who's going to take care of that child. So,
and it's not always about money.
No, it very often isn't.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to be an older fella, older people, then it's kind of about money. It should be. I hope it will be. And actually, it's a good question mark because when you're younger, I did this. I think a lot of people did. When you don't have any, when you're just kind of starting out, you know, I don't sell life insurance, but go out and buy term life insurance.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't cost you anything. You're 32 years old and you've got a new baby, and go out and get $500,000. It costs next to nothing. And that creates an estate if something happens to you in the next 10 years before you start making it, making a few bucks. So, again, I don't sell life insurance, but maybe that's to all my life insurance friends to go out and buy life insurance, huh?
Yeah.
You know. You know what else could be new? Third, you could buy a house, a different house. You could sell your old house. You could, what happens, again, I'm always thinking of my generation, which often happens, is you sell your house and you buy a condo, or maybe you sell your house and you go to assisted living. Those kinds of real estate changes, that can be new. And when it is new, you better, again, take a look at your estate plan. I may have, or some other attorney may have, planned that estate out of probate. We always talk about transfer and death deeds that make sure you don't have to probate the house or the farm. That's for that house, not after you sell it.
Yeah.
Better do it with the new one if you own it. Now, if you move into assisted living or an apartment or something, you don't own it. You're renting it, and you don't have to make the change. But if you're taking title to something and it's different, you'd better make sure that what you did, which was to avoid probate, continues to be effective, because you have to, excuse me, do that document with the new real estate or the new property.
Anytime something changes, it's a new situation now.
Yeah.
So get it updated.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a look at it.
Yeah.
I think too, when people get back, you know, we talk about the snowbirds.
Yeah.
They'll be good for them. They'll be gone for a while, but, when they get back, I think it's always a good idea to take a look at things, you know, back in April or late March, usually April, May, when they come back.
They don't know what they're missing right now.
Our warm weather? How about that? what is it? And this is Friday, and tomorrow it's going to be nice. And yep. I think for the next couple of days, like high 30s.
What? Yeah, it's going to last for a little while.
Yeah. We don't have to go south.
No.
Were you planning on going south?
No.
No?
Well, I can plan all I want, but...
Yeah.
I have ties here that I need to stay.
Did you get your bathroom remodeled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were working on that, what,
mm-hmm.
3-4 years ago?
Well, it wasn't that long ago, but mm-hmm. yeah.
No.
Why do you ask?
I have no idea. I ran out of notes. No, there's something here. What is this? Oh, yeah. One more thing. You know, over the years, I have sometimes, as you would say, we kind of dissed trusts. Like, you don't need a trust, you don't need a trust. But I never meant to say you don't need a trust all the time. Trusts, you know, you have a lot of ways of passing property. It can be this transfer and death deed. It can be a will, which is a probate procedure. It can be a trust. And sometimes trusts are the right thing. So I want to make that clear. They can often be the best tool. And some of the how's our time?
Getting there.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well, you want to here's start a new topic, or do you want to?
No,
explain
I don't. I think you know. This will be like a teaser for next program,
oh, okay.
right?
Okay.
That we'll talk about why you might want to trust. Now, so all that right. we get this done, here's a quiz for you. Now, what day is it today?
The 4th of January.
This is January 4th. So, on January 11th or so, we're going to do the program about the benefits of trust. I just wrote it down. If I forget, you'll have to tell me. And I'll have something new from my new How to Talk Minnesotan joke.
Okay. Okay. I think Lisa's here next, though, before you come back.
I'll give her the information. I'll even, I don't know if I give her the book. I want to make sure I get it back.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I think she knows how to talk Minnesotan.
I think many do.
Yes.
Not everybody does that, though, you know.
Well, you're trying to...
With so much the accent.
Clear up the accent, don't you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Kind of the real deal. Yeah. All right.
All right. Legal update brought to you by the Melkert, Hubert Shadeen Law Firm, Common Sense Legal Advice. Neil Jensen, attorney at law with us today. Neil, have a good weekend.
You too, Mark. Thanks.